Our gospel for today comes from John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How do most people identify you? Is it by your name? Is it by your look or your voice? Your past? Is it by a certain group that you belong to? Or your heritage? Or your family? Oh, you're so-and-so's daughter, or son, or sister, or brother. Oh, you're the pastor's kid. Yeah, sorry, guys, you're going to live with that one your whole life. Now, here's a tougher question. What would you like to be known for? What truly makes you, you? And how many people in your life do you feel truly know you? So often, people are identified by a label or a category, even if those labels are in someone's head. She's the loud one. Yeah, that's me, by the way. Or he's the one who fixes things in the congregation. Yeah, we have a lot of those. That doesn't narrow it down at all for me. Or she's the one who is really good at quilting. And a lot of these labels or categories can be helpful for identifying people and aren't meant necessarily as a bad thing. I know I'm loud, and that has its positives and its negatives. Doesn't bother me. However, as we all know, there are labels that can be harmful, that can be used in demeaning ways, that can lead to hatred or fear or judgment. And that's why it's important to keep in mind that labels are not who people truly are, and that they do not and should not define them, which is why it's so important to get to know people on a deeper level. I believe that this is actually one lesson that comes out of our gospel lesson for today. Now, our gospel for today is a popular one, one that is loved by many for the beautiful image of Jesus being our good shepherd, recalling that very popular, comforting Psalm 23 that so many of us love. Jesus as this good shepherd who will love us and care for us no matter what. And while this is a beautiful image, and it is absolutely true that Jesus will love us and care for us no matter what, even this image has both positives and negatives. Jesus identifying himself as the Good Shepherd is actually the third label or title that Jesus gives himself in this short discourse. Just before this passage, Jesus calls himself the gate for the sheep. And just before that, Jesus alludes to himself as being the gatekeeper, all in 11 short verses. So which is it? Is Jesus the gatekeeper for the sheep that allows some in but not others? I picture like a bouncer outside of a club saying, "Do you know the password? If not, you're not allowed in. Sorry." Or is Jesus the gate itself through whom only we enter into salvation but not those people? And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is by far, I think, the best of the three. But even that one, suggests maybe that sacrifice is something we all need to do in order to be loved by God. So thank goodness that throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus gives himself many titles, many labels to emphasize that God and us are not any one thing or label that we give. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of any of these three labels. I don't like the assumptions that many of them lead to. The first one, of Jesus as this gatekeeper or bouncer, suggests that some are welcome, but others aren't. The second one, of Jesus as the gate, suggests sometimes that those of other faith traditions will not be allowed to be a part of God's kingdom. And the third can, again, glorify sacrifice or even martyrdom, all of which have been used by some churches and Christians in the past to say that they are right and everyone else is wrong, in addition to excluding and judging those who are not like them. That's the kind of thinking that has led to white Christian nationalism. And it is because of images like this that make me struggle with the label of Christian, though that is what we are. We are Lutheran Christians. Also, these images don't seem consistent with who Jesus is and what Jesus has taught in the past, especially when we remember that Jesus himself was a Jew. And in today's gospel, Jesus mentions that there are other people whom Jesus wants to call, to reach out to, who are not yet a part of Jesus' flock, so to speak, which suggests inclusion, not exclusion. So what's really going on here? What is Jesus really trying to say? Well, fear not, for there's actually more to these images and this passage than initially meets the eye. Throughout this Good Shepherd discourse, as we call it, a pattern emerges. Jesus calls the sheep or disciples or people recognize Jesus' voice, and they respond in following Jesus in some way. This pattern is actually one that is found throughout the book of John, especially if we go back just one chapter, where you will find that immediately before this Good Shepherd discourse is the story of Jesus healing the man born blind. This is the story where disciples see a man who is born blind and question whether it was him or his parents that sinned that this man was born blind. In their minds, those are the only two options. And it was common belief then that anything bad that happened to a person or even a group of people was a punishment from God for some grievous sin that they had committed. So this man had already, by the community, been given this label of the blind sinner guy in people's minds. Someone not worthwhile. You don't want to be associated with them. And to show that this is not how God works, not how God sees this person, Jesus heals the man by smothering mud on his eyes and then telling him to go and wash in a sacred pool. And the man does what Jesus says, is healed. But then it's interesting that he still doesn't get to see Jesus when he comes back. He's heard Jesus' voice, but doesn't know what Jesus looks like yet. And yet he knows somehow this man must have been from God. Now, after this healing, you would think his neighbors would be excited and rejoicing at this miracle. But instead, the neighbors see him, recognize him as this sinful blind guy, and bring him to the religious authorities on faith of that day, who basically interrogate him and his parents because this is something that should not happen. There's something wrong here. This is not how it's supposed to go. This went against what they knew and understood about the world. Therefore, it couldn't be from God. And so they kicked him out of their faith community, basically saying to the man that it is not you who matters as a person, but the fact that you are different and therefore don't belong here. I know that some of you have been hurt by church because of labels, have been kicked out or become an outsider in a faith community because of some of those labels. Gay, divorced, black, Democrat, Republican. Or even just for asking too many questions or disagreeing with some part of the beliefs of that particular church. And so it's important here to note that it's not until after that particular faith community kicks the man out that Jesus intentionally seeks him out, reveals himself to the man who is formerly blind, and invites him to be a part of his group, welcoming him into his own flock, so to speak, his group of misfits and outcasts, giving him new purpose, a new identity, saying to him that you are more than just a label. Jesus sees him and simply wants to know him for who he truly is. As you know, Jesus does this same thing with many others throughout all four Gospels, with the disciples, with the Samaritan woman, with Lazarus, when he calls him to come forth from the tomb and says, "Come out," and he raises him from the dead to be alive again, and to Mary in the garden after Jesus is resurrected, and she thinks, "Where is my Lord?" And Jesus calls her name, and she recognizes him. Jesus calls, gets to know them personally as they truly are without labels, and they hear his voice, and they respond. Interesting image to throw in here. Did you know that at 18 weeks of pregnancy, an unborn baby will start being able to hear sounds in your body, like your heartbeat? They recognize you by your heartbeat. At 27 to 29 weeks, 6 to 7 months, they can hear some sounds outside your body too, like your voice. And so if we apply this image to God, our parent, or as Jesus calls God in our gospel for today, daddy or father, what a beautiful image of how intimately God knows us. Not by our labels, but by our heartbeats. With all this in mind, I invite you to hear again the words of Jesus. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as I know my father, my parent. And I lay down my life, who I am, my very being, for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd." Jesus knows you as you truly are, without labels or assumptions or prejudgments. And even though Jesus in his life could have excluded people, could have accepted the labels others had, Jesus didn't. Jesus included and welcomed everyone and anyone who needed a place to belong. And that is our mission as a church. And while we, even us, are in our humanness and brokenness, sometimes fall short of that and do make judgments and assumptions, whether intentionally or not, we are called to think about passages like this to challenge those labels and assumptions that we have, to truly get to know people as Jesus did. This is Jesus calling to us. Lord, help us to listen and respond with compassion, challenging, and inclusive love. Amen.